Time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning to you, Hamish.
Okay, let's start with the motor racing. The Australian Formula One Grand Prix, will it happen or not?
It's set to be officially called off this morning, Hamish. Well, that's how it's looking after McLaren, one of the top teams, withdrew when one of its team members tested positive to COVID-19. That was not long after Lewis Hamilton, who's won the world championship 6 times, so his words do have just a little bit of weight. He had a crack at organisers for pressing ahead with the event, wondering out loud at a media conference to promote the race, no less, what he was doing in Melbourne. If they didn't get the message then, they would have shortly afterwards with the McLaren withdrawal. And officials at both the team and governing body levels, that's FIA and Formula One, they've been meeting, and this morning the latter, the governing body people, are expected to confirm the event will now be called off. Now, whether that's postponed or cancelled altogether, we have to wait and see. And look, Hamish, this is reflecting what's happening elsewhere in the world and in the world of sport too. Yesterday in America, the NBA, the National Basketball League, has been called off after 2 Utah Jazz players tested positive to the coronavirus. In the UK, the government is considering banning all major sporting events. In India, the government has urged the officials there to call off the IPL, the cricket global, richly famous cricket league there. And there's no doubt that this is just the beginning, both globally and here in Australia, where we still do have a few optimistic naysayers who apparently they reckon they're going to the footy this weekend, and they probably will be lucky to do. And there was some rugby league played last night, Hamish.
Indeed. Parramatta out-tackled Canterbury Bankstown in the first game of the season.
Yeah, look, the score 8-2, 1-0. Whatever else Canterbury Bankstown players are capable of, scoring tries is not among them. They didn't score many last year, and they didn't score one last night. And I think this continues a record of not scoring in the first round. The Berries, though, they did tackle ferociously against the Fruit Pickers. I guess Berries would do that against Fruit Pickers. It was 2-2 at halftime. The winning try coming in the second half via the para hooker, Reid Marnie. It was a real scramble for the ball after a kick and chase. Not flowing rugby league at all for much of the game. A lot of errors, no doubt due to the dew on the ground and also the fact it was the first game in the season. Other firsts last night included the first captain's challenge, which their captain of a team is allowed to do against a refereeing decision. It was taken by Parramatta, but it failed. And 2 games later today, Canberra playing the Gold Coast first up, then North Queensland against Brisbane, Hamish.
Thank you very much. In football, the W League semi-finals on this weekend. They are on.
They are on at this moment, yes, after the hiatus to allow the international competitions to go ahead. It's Sydney v Melbourne in both games, Hamish. Tomorrow, Melbourne Victory playing Sydney FC. Then Sunday, the team that has absolutely dominated the season, Melbourne City, plays the Western Sydney Wanderers. City will have 3 of its Matildas, Ellie Carpenter, Lydia Williams and Steph Catley, freshly back from Vietnam after helping the Matildas qualify for the Tokyo Olympics, which brings us back to where we started. You'd have to think this is now an event likely to go the same way as the Australian Formula One Grand Prix, unless some sort of miracle happens. Even though the Olympic flame has been lit with attendant ceremony at Olympia in the last little while, the faux priestesses in the traditional garb sending it off on a long putative journey to Tokyo, no doubt accompanied by a lot of alcohol wipes.
Thank you very much, Warwick. Warwick Hadfield's here with the sport. Let's start with the cricket. The one day between Australia and New Zealand on today at the SCG.
Yes, Hamish, a hard news story because any sporting event going ahead at the moment is just that. The 2 teams playing for the Chapel Hadley Trophy, or the Hadley Chapel Trophy, depending on which side of the Tasman you're listening to this. I've always thought of it as another sign of New Zealand graciousness that they would accept playing for a trophy partly named after 2 of the players behind the infamous underarm incident, Greg and Trevor Chappell. And that's always something that'll make this 3-match series serious enough, despite Michael Clarke claiming it's a token event. As a sign of Australia's seriousness, Mitchell Starc will be back after missing the final one day in South Africa. He flew home to watch his wife, Elisa Healy, swat the ball all over Melbourne in the Women's T20 World Cup final. And of course, she's reversing that. She's off to... putatively anyway, off to South Africa to play in a one-day series starting next week, Hamish.
In basketball, the second game of the NBL's grand final appearance with Perth at home to Sydney.
Yeah, Hamish, Perth with a great opportunity to go 2 up in the series after winning the first game on the road. NBL MVP Bryce Cotton's stellar performance in that game has left, well, you might say this, the Kings hanging by a thread. And tonight, the Kings will want their marquee player Andrew Bogut to show even more intent than in game 1, when he proved he was anything but a spent force, but still just couldn't get his side home. It's all tantalising stuff in the West, this one, Hamish.
And in motor racing, life set to imitate art, Warwick, as the Grand Prix set to be called off by the sounds of things.
I don't know if too many people know this, but the 1959 Australian Grand Prix featured in the movie On the Beach, of course, which was a film about the end of the world as we know it, and the Australian Grand Prix being called off today, which is likely to happen, is certainly the end of the world, as the motor racing fans will know it, for the short time, maybe even the long time. And it's worth remembering that back then Ava Gardner upset all the locals in Melbourne when she said she couldn't think of a better place to make a movie about the end of the world. Yesterday it was Lewis Hamilton opining about being at the end of the world. He held a media conference which has upset more than locals when he criticised organisers for getting on with the event. And of course, that statement was followed by a more formal one from McLaren, which has pulled out of the race when a team member tested positive to coronavirus. That caused a hustle and bustle, lots of meetings, and sometime this morning it is expected to be announced that the Australian Grand Prix won't be going ahead as scheduled. Practice due to start today, the race itself on Sunday, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much indeed. Have a great weekend.
Same to you, Hamish.